news channel after news channel after news channel. Ever wonder why they report the same news? This is Wake Up America.
Brought to you by Citizen Stringer.
The media has become absolute lunacy. What makes us different? We just tell the truth. Daily headlines, politics, social issues, focusing on headlines that the mainstream media ignores. Conservative to the core and honest, sometimes to a fault. Unapologetically American. Welcome to Wake Up America with your host, Stephen Oatley.
What's going on? Early edition. It's 5:54 on the East Coast. My name is Steve. This show is called Wake Up America, and we're going to get right into it. The reason why we started early at 7 o'clock, 7:30 Eastern Time, the January 6th Commission is going to be holding a business meeting, so they say. So I've decided that I'm going to broadcast this, I'll end this feed, and then I will start that live feed as its own separate live feed, because they're meeting to pass on contempt orders for Steve Bannon. So I think it should be interesting because they're going to review their evidence for the contempt charge. So that should be interesting. So we'll live stream that. But that's why I've started this live stream a bit early. For anyone that didn't know, this show is sponsored by Spartan Armor Systems. You could find their little code down there. Spartan Armor Systems is an armor company based out of Tucson, Arizona. They make some of the best body armor you could buy. It's not the cheapest because it's meant to save your life. You know what I mean? It's like buying a cheap gun. You're not going to go buy a Taurus if you can buy a Kel-Tec or a Glock or something like that. You know what I mean? Even though Taurus are decent guns. You know what I mean? You get what you pay for, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Spartan Armor Systems, they make the tactical body armor set that I have that I was going to wear one of these days when I do a show, but then I realized Steven Crowder did that and I didn't want to copy him. But they also make concealable plate carriers, their full tactical set, which has a front plate, the back plate, the two side plates, and the tactical plate carrier runs about $595. Their concealed carry plate is right around $300. If you use code YEET, which is on your screen, you get 10% off of your order. 10% on a $600 order. That's $60, man. That's money you could save. And I don't believe they're participating in this whole inflation bullshit either. So their prices are likely, I don't know, I could be talking out my ass right now, but their prices are probably the same as what they have been a couple of months ago. Hopefully they are. But if you don't have body armor, you should get it, because our news story today is going to scare the shit out of you. But whatever. Should we just start? I figured it out. Like the meaning of life. I figured it all out. If you guys have been questioning what the meaning of life was, well, this is the episode for you. I have it for you. I have the answers. Not really. But I understand what's going on with these cities now, right? So we have Chicago that's firing placing police officers on unpaid leave. We don't have approximate counts. We know that as of yesterday, 49 officers were called in for counseling. And of those 49, roughly 19 of them were placed on unpaid leave. The way it's working in Chicago, because they, you know, the mayor there, you know, she believes in a single standard, basically, or a double standard, where she believes that it's okay for her not to wear masks when she goes out to NBA basketball games and is, you know, has her photograph taken with a bunch of other people all in spit and image of her, which I don't know why anyone would get that close to that lady. She's a freaky looking lady anyway. She'd scare me if I was in her presence. Plus, I guarantee she's really short too. And you know what they say about short people. Not really. I'm going all for it today, whatever. But she mandated all their employees, the citywide to go, well, some of them, I say all of their employees, but like the teachers and other people are kind of exempt from this. Other people have these testing policies where they can test. And I don't believe the police department has that ability. Long story short, she mandated all the police department to participate in this portal, essentially where they enter their vaccination status into this portal. If they're unvaccinated, then they have to go for counseling, or if they refuse to put their information into an online portal, they are then they're counseled is what it's called, where they try to get them to do it and express all the consequences of not doing it. And if they still decline, and they're forming that or framing that as a direct order. And if they decline that direct order, they're placed on unpaid leave, which means that they are effectively going to be out of a job. We know that 19 police officers as of yesterday, I did contact the Fraternal Order of Police to try to get accurate numbers for today. They were unable to get me the numbers because it's still going on. The leadership of the FOP is still downtown at headquarters, being the representation for these officers as they get called in. We know Washington State. I wrote it all down on my yellow pad. Washington State had 53 civilians. This is Washington State Police Department had 53 civilians, or Washington State Troopers, whatever, had 53 civilians fired, 67 troopers fired, 6 sergeants fired, and 1 captain fired for not following along with these vaccination mandates that have been placed. Seattle Police Department, their numbers are rough right now. We know that 6 people, they've begun the process, the city of Seattle has begun the process of firing 6 people, 6 police officers, but 103 others were placed on some sort of leave, meaning they had time they could accrue, I guess, before they're going to be terminated. So the total number of affected police inside Seattle, which again, they have a crime rate that are already understaffed, is now well under 1,000. I think it's just over 1,000, which is still, they're understaffed as it was. They were understaffed going into this thing. So imagine what they are now. We know Chicago, I already talked about that. And, it's kind of crazy. But here's the thing, and this is going on in police departments across the country. You know, a police department in rural Georgia, you know, the town only has 4 police officers, but the chief and 3 or and 2 of the officers resigned today, leaving the town that had 4 officers, only 1 officer. This is going on in all over the country right now. I tweeted out that chief's statement a little bit ago. This is going on all over the place. I spoke about it yesterday. The Massachusetts State Police had issued a emergency press release saying that they don't back this. The Fraternal Order of Police, the National Fraternal Order of Police, was on Fox News or CNN or something, commenting on how they believe everyone should get the vaccine, but they don't believe it. But under no circumstances do they believe it should be mandated. Because again, that kind of goes against the whole, you know, American way of making the freedom to, or having the freedom to make up your own mind. In terms of health. But so you may be curious, what did I figure out? This is one of the interesting things. When you really look at everything from a grand scale, right? Let's flashback. And I wish I had more time. I wish I had like a full-time producer or something, because right now we'd be the, you know, the flashback on your screen. Let's go back to a year ago. What was happening this time a year ago? Riots and protests and all this stuff was going on a year ago. You know, the masks didn't apply if they were, you know, involved in social justice. We know that. We remember that all too well. But there were riots and protests that were taking place across the United States. And there's one familiar chant, didn't matter what city we were watching that night. There was one familiar chant, defund the police and all cops are B words and all that stuff, all the stuff that they normally say at these. Did you notice how the defund the police movement has kind of fizzled out? It stopped, right? And maybe we, you know, for what I was thinking is common sense kicked in. A lot of these, you know, people that were out there marching, talking about how we don't need police and we could self-police ourselves. I figured that the rise in crime rate was what they, you know, they were like, holy shit, we do need cops. We need to respect police. We actually have to just, you know, abide by the rules and police are not all bad and all the, you know, all the common sense things that came in. And so that's why I thought that the defund the police movement had ended. And then I was talking to someone today, and I don't remember who it was, but I was talking to someone today, and I was like, you know what? Let me try to figure out what this actually is. And I think I did. I think what I actually figured out today is that it's not about all these mandates and all this stuff, they're happening in areas where they tried to defund the police. If you think about it, They're happening in areas where people tried to defund the police. Seattle, they tried to defund the police. Chicago, they did cut 3% off of the police budget. Washington State, all these places, Massachusetts, New York, all these places where there's this push for this to happen. Sorry, there was something flying around, dust or lint. Where all this is happening, now that's where these mandates are going. And that kind of leads us to something else we said last night. Remember when we were watching the, or when I was talking last night, I said it's weird because some of the Antifa streamers, what is going on? I got like a bug or something that's flying all around. Some of the Antifa streamers that have been prevalent and covering protests all last year that were embedded with Antifa because they're scumbags, some of them are coming out in support of these mandates, which is kind of contrary to what the whole Antifa, anti-fascist, anti-government bullshit that we've been watching for the past year. You would think that those same people that were protesting saying all cops are bad cops and mayors suck and government suck and president sucks and everybody sucks, everyone out there, Trump's stormtroopers, all these people that are opposing government wouldn't be backing these mandates because this is the ultimate form of government control. It's the ultimate form of fascism. It's the ultimate form of everything. If you disagree, we're going to lock you up. We're going to get you fired. You're not going to be able to provide for your family and your income and all that stuff, right? But they're all backing it. They're all backing it. Black Lives Matter did make a little appearance in New York City because they were trying to cover for three black women from Texas that assaulted an Asian, which, I mean, it kind of keeps on with that whole, you know, stop Asian hate crime spree that was going on where the majority of the offenders, if you watch left-wing news, they're going to say that it was all white people that were doing those assaults. But if you actually follow real news, then you know that it wasn't white people that were doing the assaults on Asians. But Black Lives Matter was, remember, they were outside of like Clyde Steakhouse or some steakhouse in New York City the other day. Or the other month, protesting on behalf of these women, saying that the Asian woman deserved to get her ass beat, apparently, because she apparently said the N-word, even though there were no witnesses that said it, only the people that chose to act like idiots and attack this little lady. But they were protesting, saying the vaccine mandates are racist. And we've seen that, and I would agree. Like, I would agree that the vaccine mandates disproportionately affect black people because that, if you actually pay attention to who the biggest population of unvaccinated people are, guess what? It's not white Trump supporters. It's not even white people or Trump supporters. It's black people. So I would argue that vaccine mandates are, in fact, racist, and everyone should be opposed to the vaccine mandates because, well, you know, you can't have it both ways. If you want to say people, you know, they're disproportionately affected by COVID in the first place, and we know that the highest population, it's what, 42% of the African American population in the United States is unvaccinated, roughly, then these mandates disproportionately affect them. So New York City's mandates on, I would agree with those three ladies from Texas that beat the hell out of that Asian waitress. I would agree with the premise that these vaccine mandates are racist. But why are people not protesting, you know, police departments anymore? And I thought we were going to start seeing it. There was a protest the other day for Ahmaud Arbery or whatever, and they were marching around saying people should have the right to be able to sleep in the cars, which, I mean, it kind of, you forget the fact that the guy, they woke up, he wasn't asleep. They woke him up, and then he tried to run over cops. But, you know, that's a topic for another day. I'm not going to jump into it. But it kind of leads you to wonder, okay, so why is this Black Lives Matter group that's out here or protesting all over the country now, how come they are not protesting for, well, you know, black lives? We've said that numerous times. I've been saying it for over a year now, that the Black Lives Matter group seems to not care about black lives, because if they did, they'd be protesting every kid that gets shot in Chicago or New York or Philly or you know, Louisville or anywhere. You know, they'd be protesting those black children that are being shot by other black people, because you have a 1 in 5 chance of getting shot if you're a black male by another black male in your life. But let's not go too crazy right now. Let's try to figure out what the hell is going on. Is this vaccine mandate an effort to just defund the police? What does defunding the police do? Maybe we should look into that. Everyone said, oh, it's taking money from here and putting in a social justice reform and blah, 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 blah. Okay, whatever. But police officers lose their jobs. And you have less skilled police officers that actually start, you know, working in the industry, or that end up having to be hired. If we lose officers in cities across the United States, isn't this in effect defunding the police? Isn't this doing the job that they wanted to? Without actually defunding the police, what they're doing is they're forcing the police officers to comply with something they don't want. Therefore, they're going to quit. They knew they were going to quit. I mean, the town of Leesburg, Virginia, just voted to mandate vaccinations for their police department when it's believed that 40% of their officers are going to quit. That's Leesburg, Virginia. This shit's everywhere. Rural Georgia, police officers just quit. The chief of police quit with two other officers. This is going to happen everywhere, and this is far-reaching because the government's not going to stop with this whole COVID mandate. We heard it the other day when the deputy secretary to the Treasury gets on national television and says the only way for the supply chain crisis to stop is for you to be vaccinated. That video, everyone can fact-check that if you want. It's on my Twitter page, and you can't mimic it. That was literally him saying it on MSNBC or something. This is all about just controlling everything. They don't care about you. They don't care about the pandemic. They don't care about anything. They only care about just appearing to care. That's why, you know, you will see the president on the very day he gives a speech about COVID and masking up and the importance of vaccines and all that, he's walking through a restaurant without wearing a mask. Or the same day where the police chief or the mayor of Chicago will hold a press conference, and then she will then switch back and be like, oh, you know, yeah, it is an important issue, but I'm allowed to go to a basketball game and not have to wear a mask. It's the stupidest thing you could ever imagine. But for some reason, that's happening every single day. We have police officers, and it's not just police either. These citywide mandates also apply to fire department. First responders, people that worked on the front lines during the COVID pandemic, people that transported COVID patients, they may or may not want the nurses. We know that this is happening to nurses. Nurses were protesting outside of a hospital. We wrote about it today. Outside of a hospital, there are so many nurses that walked out of the hospital, they actually had to divert emergency traffic because they didn't have enough staffing. We know the other another day, there was another hospital, I believe in Minnesota, where they had to shut down two different departments because they didn't have enough nurses because everyone was placed on leave in those hospitals. We know that, you know, the New York City didn't have enough, or New York State didn't have enough nurses and people because of these vaccine mandates, so they ended up calling in the National Guard. We know the National Guard's been working in Oregon in the hospitals, even though the media's not reporting it. We have viewers every day that are like, hey, you have military in the hospitals working. We know that's happening across the country. To what expense? We're not talking about vaccines or anything specific. We're talking about the mandates that are being imposed on people. And these mandates, you can't have it both ways. You can't say a woman has the right to choose on whether or not to have or have not an abortion, whether or not, no matter how you feel about it. You can't say that that person has a choice there but doesn't have a choice here. It doesn't make any sense. These are the very same people that are saying everyone has to be vaccinated are the same people that are that hate the pro-life people. They're the same people. They're opposing the same thing, which doesn't make any sense. Is it just a double standard, or is this all just some bigger push to control the narrative, to control what's going on, to hurt us, to hurt our economy, to hurt our country? I was watching a different podcast today, and I saw someone was talking about the whole $600, and apparently $600 has now been raised to if your bank account has more than $10,000 in it. If your bank account has more than $10,000 in it, this is the new Democrat plan as of this morning, that now they're going to go through your bank accounts and flag any transaction over $600. Now, what this is causing a lot of people, these are the people that are sent back. These are the people I've been talking about for a couple of months now. You guys probably remember there's a group of people in America that just keep saying this doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect me. Well, guess what? They're starting to see that this does affect them. And we're starting to wake up a group of people. I heard on one podcast today, I'm not going to say it, but they were talking about a red line. This is a red line for them. This is a red line. And these are groups of special operators and all these people where if you start putting down these red lines in front of them and say, oh, we're going to monitor any transaction over $600, as long as your bank account has over $10,000, you're gonna tick off a lot of people because then you cross into that territory of, okay, You're fucking everybody. You know, there's no other way, and I apologize for the cursing, but there is no other way to describe what's currently transpiring in America right now. That our government is literally every day. There's no other way to describe it. You know, I wish there was a more like eloquent way for me to say it. But I don't know. You know, you have all these people that are like, here's what we did today. We pulled out all of our money out of retirement. Every single dime, every single last dollar. Sold all the stocks, sold everything that we have in there, and we pulled it all out. Kids' education plans, everything, all gone. And the reason why we did it is because I no longer trust this. I don't trust what's going on. Right now, I have cash in my house. My wife is like, you got to put that in the bank. I'm like, are you fucking nuts? I'm not doing it anymore. And for some reason, we got a safe delivered to our house today. Don't know why, or yesterday. Don't know why it came. Don't know where it came from. We didn't order it, but you know what? It's going to come to good use because we're going to end up having to. That's what America's going to be. Here's what's going to happen. If this bill passes with this $10,000 monitoring or $10,000 cups, you're going to have a rush on banks. Banks are not going to have enough money. As soon as that bill is voted on, and I think they're doing a vote tomorrow, is if that vote is voted on and that passes, you're going to have a rush on banks where regular people go into their banks and say, okay, this shit's getting too hairy. I don't trust this anymore. It doesn't matter. It's not going to be Republicans or Trump supporters that do it, even though they're the ones who are constantly vilified by the left. It's going to be everyone, including the left, that doesn't believe in that kind of oversight. You think all those Antifa guys and all those scumbags that are running around looting stores and breaking into shit, do you think they want that kind of big brother snooping in their bank accounts? Hell no, they don't. And it's not because they have anything to hide. It's just because of the principle of not doing it. Small government, that's what it's supposed to be about. For some reason, our country is lost, and every single day we take a turn, another turn, and another turn, and another turn. And that's what happened today in Washington, and I'll talk about that in a second. But first, if you guys didn't know, we do these mystery boxes every month. I'm still working on getting October's out. They should be out by the end of the week. I was printing most of the shirts today. But our November boxes, we're starting something new. The November boxes are for sale now. The link is in the chat. And the code Chicago is still good till 7 o'clock. So if you want, we're going to make a donation to the Chicago police officer. I think what we're going to do, because right on the Chicago FOP website, they have the officer who was paralyzed, whose partner was killed. They have his, like a donate link right for them. So I think that's where I'm going to do it. And I'm going to extend that till tomorrow. So all the way up until 7 o'clock, you can use promo code Chicago and get 10% off your order. But our mystery boxes are switching. They're different. So what we've done, because United States Postal Service raised their rates again, so it's like 70 or 80 cents more per box, and I just couldn't fit as much stuff. So I ended up getting better pricing with UPS in bigger boxes. The mystery boxes starting in November are going to be much, much better than what they have been. They're clothing mystery boxes, so you're guaranteed to at least get 3 shirts. One of your boxes may only have 3 shirts. A lot of the October boxes are only going to have 3 shirts. Them. They're not going to have anything else. Some will have gift cards. Some will have the free TV coupons, whatever. But that's pretty much what they're going to be. In November, on the other hand, they're going to be different because you're going to be guaranteed to have at least 2 shirts. Some are going to have different hats. Some are going to have patches. Some are going to have mugs. Some are going to have, most of them will have coffee in them because we launched our own coffee line and all that stuff. But the reason why we're doing that, and we're going to use like filler and stuff in it. I don't know what the hell you call it. It's like the green, like it looks like, you know, cardboard box was shredded, like the fill for the box. Everything is kind of like fun when you open it. That's what we're doing in the future for the November mystery boxes. And they also ship. So the first 50 mystery boxes, which I believe were all sold last night, the first 50 mystery boxes will be sent out on the 1st of November. And then the remainder will be sent out on the 15th of November. And we're only doing 100 mystery boxes, so we're not doing any more. So make sure you get your mystery box. Again, the link for those mystery boxes are in the chat. If you want to buy this sweatshirt, still there. I don't think I sold out of them. We have it in red with the letters in red or black. Just search for this hashtag fuck Joe Biden. You're able to find that in there in t-shirts as well. So just make sure you do it because I don't want to, you know, hear complaints. I'm not going to do any more than 100. So if you miss it and you can't do it, or you're waiting till Friday to do it and they're all sold out, you're not going to be able to send me an email. All right. Let's talk about what happened in Washington State today. Hold on. Let me fix that. Let's talk about what happened in Washington State today. And I just wrote a very quick article. So there's a state representative named Joe Walsh. I believe that was his name. Hold on, let me see. I got a Cash App from someone, so let me give a shout out. Greg, thank you, man. $20. Hide that money, he says. I don't know where the article is. We've been writing a lot more. Jim Walsh is his name. So according to Washington State Representative Jim Walsh, who took to Facebook to tell of an alarming new policy that has been implemented by the House Executive Rules Committee that effectively bars state elected officials from entering either their offices or the Capitol. So he posted a video, and this is on our website, citizenstringer.com. He posted a video on his Facebook page attempting to use his key card to enter his office building. And I believe it was the John L. O'Brien building is what it's called. And it's the offices for all the state reps across from the Capitol. So he's trying to get in. He couldn't get in. He finds out that the House, some state-level House committee voted and passed a temporary policy which banned anybody from entering the building or the Capitol if they didn't have COVID documentation saying that they've been vaccinated or not vaccinated, their vaccine paperwork into the state government. So apparently, because Inslee is such a commie, and because all these people there in Washington State are such commies, apparently they've now locked out your elected officials from doing their job. So if you have an elected official in Washington, and if any of you voted for this Jim Walsh or anybody else that has taken a stance on the vaccine that isn't mainstream, well, guess what? They're not going to be able to do their job. And this is going to carry on. This isn't a very alarming thing because this is the first time it's happened here in the United States that we're aware of where there. I mean, we know, you know, Nancy Pelosi, again, rules for thee, not for me, all that stuff with the masks and all that, where if you're in front of Congress, you need to wear a mask and you can't say they, them, but she's allowed to say, or you can't say he or her or grandparent or father or mother. You got to just use parents or, you know, non-gender conforming terms because they're a bunch of commies. That's the only thing I could say is they're a bunch of commies. But this video, this is a lot alarming because the House Executive Rules Committee passed a policy, a short-term policy, without the House of Representatives voting on it. So they single-handedly passed a policy and then locked out state reps from being able to enter the building. Isn't that crazy? And everyone says, you know, the Joe Pasovic or whatever, however you say, John, whatever his name is, he's always on sign saying, are you awake yet? Are you awake yet? At like almost every post. It's almost annoying to read it now. But I mean, if you're not, I don't know. do you see what's going on? Or do you see what's happening here? All these comments, like, and I've done them too. You know, I'm wide awake. I'm wide awake to what's happening in this country right now. I pissed a lot of people off watching this show. A lot of people got super pissed at me because they're like, you're not paying attention to what's happening. You're not seeing what's really happening in this country. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. Well, guess what? I am awake. I see what's happening. I think Americans need to be out every single day. You know what happened? Yesterday, there were protests in Dallas outside of Southwest Airlines about their vaccine mandates for their pilots. Guess what today they did? They said, no, we're not doing it. Delta Airlines did the same thing. I think American Airlines is either doing it or already did it or planning on doing it. And they're saying, we're not mandating these vaccines, even though it directly goes against the government. More people have to do that. Small businesses have to do that. And they literally have to. Big businesses have to do that. If you own a company, you have to do that. And if you work for a company where they're doing that, start protesting outside their building. Even if you're by yourself, you're going to get support. And again, do it even if you're vaccinated. Because here's the thing. It's the choice. You have the choice to get vaccinated. You have the choice to not get vaccinated. When you take away that choice, you know what we become? Iran, Korea, China. Those are the countries that we become when we no longer have the choice. You know what Russia just announced today? All unvaccinated people over 60 are now going to be confined to their homes for the next four months. That's according to a new breaking report that I just saw right before I did. So it's unconfirmed, but That's now what's happening. That's what's going on now. In Australia, you got police kicking in doors to verify, or you got police walking in parks and checking to see if people actually have coffee in their coffee cups because they're not wearing a mask, because that's how you can get away with not wearing your mask, apparently, because they have mask mandates where you have to wear masks even outdoors, even if you're by yourself. I saw someone get violently arrested on a video. They were sitting in a park by themselves. They used helicopters in Australia to get people off of beaches with the rotor wash. We are not far away from that kind of stuff happening here. I was talking to someone before, and they're like, "Oh, don't worry. You know what? Or they were worried. They said, "What if Joe Biden tries to use the military to push, I forgot what the term is. The same thing they kept trying to say, martial law. The same thing they kept trying to say Donald Trump was going to do, which he never did and always said he wasn't going to, but they kept saying he was going to do it because they're a bunch of evil assholes. This person was asking me about martial law. They're like, "Do you think that Joe Biden is going to impose martial law?" You know, because they also know that this isn't going to happen, that businesses aren't going to stand for it, that American citizens, the ones that you have already pissed off already, are not going to, they're not going to do this. Because, I mean, Alejandro Mayorkas, but he's fully vaccinated. He just tests positive and is quarantined. This stuff is real. This is really going on in cities across America. You know, people are being forced, essentially, and they're applauding it. You know, there's some of these jurisdictions where they're like, "Oh, you know, 2 months ago we had 60,000% or 60% of people were vaccinated. Now, after mandates went in effect, we have 90%. Like, that's a good thing. You're literally forcing people to choose between putting food on their table or getting a shot. Like, it's absolutely nutty. And a shot, well, we can't talk about that. But again, Colin Powell died yesterday. He died of COVID. He was fully vaccinated. Alejandro Mayorkas, fully vaccinated, is now in quarantine because he's got mild COVID symptoms and has tested positive. We know these breakthrough cases are exceedingly rare, as CNN and all that stuff says, because they're only reported if you're hospitalized. They don't report them otherwise. So you're never actually going to know if they're exceedingly rare, unless you actually pay attention to the data that comes in from other countries that are using the same vaccines, and then find out that in other countries, they're not exceedingly rare. In fact, they're not at all. But that's other countries, not in the United States. United States, the breakthrough infections are exceedingly rare, YouTube. Oh, man, dude. You know what's happening, right? You know what's happening? It's crazy. You know? And the more that we think about it, the more that we pay attention to it, the more that... It's crazy. And there's not enough support for people. Like, even when there is protests, people aren't going out enough. And that's the thing. My wife right now, if they imposed a mandate, if they imposed a mandate at her school saying you had to be vaccinated, I guarantee that she would be out protesting against it, because that's a leftist in her. She would love to be able to protest anything. But she doesn't agree with forcing other people to do stuff. You know, my kid's teacher had to quarantine for 14 days because she came in contact with someone that had COVID. Guess what I realized with that? It's because she's not vaccinated. Because based on the school policy, you're not mandated to quarantine for 14 days if you're vaccinated. You're not, like, for example, if my wife, because my wife is vaccinated, if one of her students gets called and had COVID, even though she would have been a close contact with that student if she was, she wouldn't have to quarantine because she's vaccinated. That's the policy. Even though the science doesn't do anything, it doesn't prove that or anything like that. That's what the science did 2 months ago when they wrote these policies, apparently. It's absolutely nutty what's going on in this country. And there's only one real thing that can actually, like, mellow out, kind of take you away from what's happening in this country, and that is just CBD. See that segue, man? I it's like I do this for a living. Visit justcbdstore.com, okay? Now, this is real. This is consider this a public service announcement. I should do like an emergency broadcast alert for this program right now, because I'm a huge, huge, stressful ball of craziness all the time. You guys know that. I am. I overdo it all the time. I'm sitting in right now a 2,000 square foot office that I've literally built up in the past week. I have a storefront in the front that I'm actually going to be taking down because I decided I'm not opening it to the public. I have our whole printing area up in the front as well, where we print all the shirts and package all the shirts, package all the coffee, do all that. Now we can do mugs, we can do hats, we can do all that stuff here. But it's taken a lot. It's worn on me quite a bit. And the only reprieve that I get is when I go home, my wife is already asleep, which is nice sometimes because she's not like, so how was your day? Let me talk about this. Oh, I don't want to talk about politics, though, because blah, blah, blah. She's usually sleeping by the time I get home now. I only see her for about 10 minutes during the day, which is okay for now because the hustle is real. One of the best things that I do every day, and it kind of gets me to shut off my brain, is I take a Just CBD gummy, okay? And this is not, you know, I'm not just doing it because I get a commission off of the sales. No, I'm doing it because I've been using Just CBD for over a year now. I started off with powerlifting because my knees are bad and I should get fluid and stuff and the steroids and shit in my legs, stems, you know, the stem cell stuff. I was going to do that for a little bit because my knees are pretty shot just from squatting so much weight. But I decided to try just CBD. Now, when I initially took it because of the pain relief. You know, that's what I wanted. And it's not like taking a Percocet or Vicodin or anything like that. I swear it just does something in my head. All right. So I still have the pain, but I stop thinking about it. So I don't realize it as much. Therefore, I feel better. I also think it helps a lot with Jewid fluidity. That's not a term, but it helps loosen up my joints. And so I have a lot of joint pain just because of muscle and all that stuff and the way I work out. And if I regularly take just CBD, the CBD gummies, it works a lot. And then also because of, you know, just my life in general, I have, you know, probably PTSD and all that stuff. And so I have a hard time sleeping, have nightmares and stuff like that quite often. I haven't had any in a long time. And I firmly believe it's because of just CBD. Well, I take that back. I had one like a week ago. But before that, I hadn't had one in a long time. And I think it was just because just CBD. So visit justcbdstore.com. And if you use code CITIZEN20, you get 20% off your order. Now, this stuff isn't very expensive. And I've had a lot of emails from people that thank me for, you know, bringing these guys on as sponsors for the show because they've taken it. Some that have chronic pains and everyone acknowledges it doesn't take away pain. I would almost call it a pain reducer where it kind of helps you to phase it off. So you're not constantly thinking about it. I'd be curious to see how it works with a toothache. And my teeth are good now, but for a while I had really bad teeth and I'd have toothaches and, I would have to, and just the pain from toothaches. And I'd be curious to see how just CBD gummies would work. But just CBD has gummies. They have all different flavor gummies. They have oils. They have everything you could do there. I use the watermelon gummies are my go-to. Just a word to the wise, if you're a police officer or anyone that drug tests, be careful. You know, I know a police officer that was fired from his job for testing positive when he took a CBD oil, not just CBD brand. And then I also know truckers that have lost their job for taking CBD gummies, but they're probably smoking pot. I didn't know them personally. I just remember the lawsuits. So just use wisely if you can. Just CBD does a good job. They have a little QR code on the side of every single one of their products where you can scan and look up the actual batch number, batch information. So you could actually use that if you were to, you know, piss dirty or something like that. You could use that and have the actual lab report for that particular batch, which is pretty interesting. And a lot of the other ones don't do that, I believe. So make sure you check them out, justcbdstore.com. Use code CITIZEN20 for 20% off your order. You're not going to find a better deal anywhere else. CITIZEN20. For 20% off your order. All right, what else should we talk about, huh? Someone said CBD doesn't work for toothache. Okay. Who knows? People also say it doesn't work for anything. One of the other things I meant to talk about, I didn't. There's a bomb threat near the Capitol currently. This is Mike Valero. Valerio, he's the... who's he a reporter for? WUSA 9. U.S. Capitol Police have closed the following roads: First Street and Constitution Ave, and First Street and Louisiana Avenue. I don't know what the specifics are about it yet, but that's kind of interesting, right? Considering we have a January 6th hearing in a little bit, and now you have a bomb threat right by the Capitol. Crazy stuff. There's been protests in Italy, I believe, protests all over the country. They were using water cannons last night. I believe that was in Italy. I don't remember. Water cannons on workers. There were workers out protesting vaccine mandates, and they turned water cannons on them. They don't use flashbangs or tear gas or anything. And I'm curious. I'm very curious to see what the reception would be if you just had a bunch of people that were just like, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. You know, and I heard the double standard because, you know, there was a march today where people were encouraging people in Seattle. It was police officers and firefighters that were fired from their job. You know, and here's a good thing. Let's talk about public service for a little bit, because you had a bunch of police officers and firefighters in Seattle today that lost their job. So you know what they did? They gave away food to the homeless people. They actually held a huge like soup line and gave away food to homeless. And then when they were done, they cleaned everything up, and then they grabbed their boots and they did a ceremonial, you know, where they left their boots on the front steps of City Hall, basically saying, you guys fucked up and you're losing good people. And I counted 19 pairs of boots there, both fire and police. So we don't have numbers. We know from the police, the numbers that I said earlier with Seattle is that 109 people have been affected by these vaccine requirements. But those are police officers. That doesn't include civilian police officers. Only 6 have been fired. 103 have been placed on leave so they can burn up their leave time, I guess, which is part of their union agreement or something. We don't know how many people... Damn, dude, I don't understand. I don't eat here, but there's these little fucking ants on my desk. And it's annoying. And there's not much. It's like one that runs by every like 2 hours or something. But I'm going to have to get the ant traps. It's really annoying. Anyway, what the hell was I talking about? Oh, so we don't know how many firefighters have lost their job because they were also affected. And that's kind of one of the things that I'm curious about too is what about the firefighters in DC? What about the firefighters in New York City? What about, well, actually, I think they already won their lawsuit, but what about the firefighters in Chicago and all these other places? You know, the firefighter in Seattle, the chief of the fire department, he said when asked why, you know, the firefighters that were unvaccinated, were allowed to go on medical calls and, you know, saved people's lives last year and for the past 20 months and only had one positive cross-contamination, essentially, where someone that was COVID positive, like a patient that was COVID positive, passed it over to a firefighter. That only happened one time out of thousands and thousands of calls, maybe tens of thousands of calls in Seattle. Only happened once where there was a transmission, never a transmission from a firefighter to a patient, ever. But yet they're still mandating them. And the chief of the fire department, you know what his rationale is when he was questioned is why? What's changed? And he said, well, the policy changed. He goes, there's no bigger risk to firefighters or anything because they only had one positive case, the transference. They only had one in the past 20 months. And that includes time before the vaccine was even, you know, available in December. They only had one in the past 20 months. So, you know, definitely it's just crazy. You heard Jen Psaki today say, you know, pulling out the whole COVID is the leading cause of death for police officers out of every single thing. I mean, it's because of the way they reported last year. And they can only use last year's numbers because when you look into it this year, it's different. There's more police officers that die in the line of duty than they did from COVID. And then you have to include those COVID deaths, too, as a line of duty death if they're positive for COVID at the time. Apparently that's what the policy is. But again, everything switched. Now they're only really keeping track of unvaccinated in terms of what's going on in this country. It's fucking crazy. That's the only thing I could say. It's flipping crazy. It is crazy. Anyway, but I think that's going to do it. In about an hour, I'm going to be live again. But this was just a podcast. This will be available as a podcast. About an hour, I'm going to be live on all social media channels, plus Citizen Stringer. We are going to bring you the January 6th commission. They are having a hearing. That's why I did the show early today. So you'll be able to watch that. You'll be able to go through that. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to extend the Chicago discount code all the way till like midnight tonight. So if you want to order a mystery box right now, and it's the November mystery box. So they're not going to ship until, well, the first 50 will ship on the 1st of November, and then the remaining number will ship. So if you ordered yesterday, you're probably in that first 50 group. If you ordered today, you're not going to be. Your boxes will ship. We're giving away on the 15th. Sorry. We're giving away 2 55-inch TVs. We're giving away 2 $100 gift cards, and we're giving away three in each like section of boxes that we're doing, and we're giving away 6 $50 gift cards. So the first 50, if you ordered yesterday, you're going to have a chance to win a free TV. You're going to have a chance to win a $100 gift card. You're going to have a chance to win 3 $50 gift cards, and if you order today, you'll have a chance to win the second batch of those. So make sure you visit puretruthclothing.com and click on November Mystery Box. And the link is also in your chat. Once I get it, use the code word Chicago. And that's good on anything in my store, to be honest. And I'll extend that, because what I'm doing is for every mystery box that's sold tonight, I'm donating $5 to the Chicago Police Department through their Fraternal Order of Police. And I'll announce it tomorrow, and I'll post the screenshots and all that stuff, just like I used to do with the other ones. And the reason why I'm kind of extending it a little bit is because we don't make the same type of money we did last time. Last year, when I would do the back to blue things, we would raise $2,500, $3,000 in a night. I think last night, even with $5 a box, I think I sold 40 boxes. So you're talking what? I can't do math. $320, something like that, plus $100. And then I think we had $20 in Twitch bits and a couple of Facebook stars. So, you know, we made like $500. I'd like to at least double that today. So go buy some stuff from our store. $5 off every sweatshirt and t-shirt that's sold that have the FJB on the website. Just use that code word Citizen20. Gets you 10% off the order. Chicago. It gets you 10% off your order, but it also allows me to tag that sale. So that way I know which sales to use. Cause basically I'm going to look and say, okay, we have 50 orders that all use the code Chicago. So I know that's, you know, $250 or whatever the hell the you know, at $5 an order. Jennifer said, I just tried to watch live on the Citizen app and it won't let me log in. Yeah, it depends. If you're talking about this old Citizen app that was on Android or iPhone, then that's not the current app we're using. I know it's confusing. If you're talking about on Roku, or if you're talking about on the web, where that was previously PTNN, that's now Citizen Stringer, just do the reset password. That's the easiest way to do it to your email. Otherwise, that's pretty much what we're going to tell you. If you're talking about the old app that we've had, which is the one we're using now, PT News Network TV on Android and Citizen Stringer TV on Apple, then you should just use the same password you logged in through your web browser. And if you can't get that to work, again, reset your password on the web browser. And then if you still can't get it to work, send me an email and we'll try to fix it. And then we'll go from there. But yeah, I'll see you guys in about an hour. The hearing, I thought it was scheduled for 7, but now it looks like it's 7:30. It could be delayed even further because of this bomb threat that's currently taking place outside of the Capitol. Although I've only seen that from one person. So I don't know. I don't know if it's crazy, if it's even true. But yeah, we'll figure it out. I will... Who is that? Yeah, so we'll figure it out. All right, I'll see you guys in a little bit. I'll be live commentating for the first part of it. But yeah, we'll see you. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you guys, here, real quick before you leave, very important. I need you to do me a solid. If you're watching on YouTube, I have no idea how many people are watching on YouTube. Everyone hit that like button, please. And then everyone, as soon as this live video ends, put a comment. That helps the video get seen more. The more it gets seen, the more people get the news. More people get the news means more people actually find out what's going on in this country, which means maybe all this shit will, you know, stop. There'll be some sort of resistance, because right now nobody knows. They only know CNN or Fox News' version. You can't trust Fox News when they mandate vaccines just to get into their damn building. Okay, so they could talk all they want. I don't trust them either. And it's not, I'm not an anti-vaxxer by any means. I just don't believe you should force anybody to do anything they don't want to do. But also do that. And then everybody type into your phones right now. Super important. I want everyone to do this. Type into the phones, Wake Up America podcast, and download the podcast. Even if you just listen to the show, I know we got over 1,000 people watching. Even if you just listen to the show, download the shows and leave comments. Like if you listen on Apple Podcasts, leave a comment or leave a review of the podcast. If you listen on Google Podcasts, leave a review. If you watch us on Roku, give us a 5-star. If you watch us on the app, the PT News Network TV on, Android, leave us a review. Apple, if you're watching Citizen Stringer there, leave us a review. Those are super important because one, what that does is it helps get more people to know about us. And with the podcast, I don't know what happened lately, but we're getting a shit ton of downloads on our podcast and I want to keep it going. I want to be highly ranked on the podcast. So just keep doing it because we have a ton of people are downloading it and I wish they would be in the live stream sometimes because we have more people that download the podcast in 24 hours than we do that watch it in 24 hours. Go figure that one out. The podcast is doing really good. Next week, I'm going to have some, either it could be this week, could be Thursday or Friday. I'm going to potentially try to have a gubernatorial candidate on for the grand state of Texas that may come on my show. And also next week, we're going to have a couple other guests. We're going to have new segments on the show. There's going to be a lot of stuff, a lot of interesting changes, because what we've decided to do, instead of focus on a bunch of other shows and a bunch of other stuff that we're all developing, we're just going to focus on this one. We're adding a new morning show, hopefully next week, if I remember to call him. But so we'll have that. And stay tuned. Buckle up because it's going to get real. And we're going to broadcast through whatever's going to happen in the next 3 years, 2 months of this fucking douchebag's, presidency. We're going to be here. We're not going anywhere. I don't care if we have to do it from a cave. We will broadcast this out to you all the time. But we need your support to do that. So when I end this video on YouTube, please, just wait a second, hit that thumbs up button on YouTube, go in, type a comment, say, man, Steve's beard looks incredible, or whatever you want to do, and then tell everybody else about it. When you're watching a different YouTube show, tell them to come on our show. If you have people that you want to appear on the show, tell them to come on the show, or even better, say Steve wants to go on shows, because I'll go on any show right now, except Tim Cass, because I just don't want to, and I'm not going up to his compound, because I think that's creepy, even though he's like an hour away. We could go meet and do a show in like a coffee or a bar or something like that. I'm not going to some strange compound. Anyway, but yeah, guys, I'll see you in a little bit. Less than an hour now when that January 6th hearing comes on. But thank you, everyone, for watching. Download the podcast. Do it now. It's super important. Helps us a lot. Bye.
You've been listening to Wake Up America with Stephen Oatley. Unapologetically American and unapologetically honest. Join us each night at 8 p.m. for more daily headlines, politics, and social issues. Covering the headlines that mainstream media ignores. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review the show. See more on the website at citizenstringer.com. And we'll see you tomorrow on Wake Up America.